Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Knowing that many people often start a new year with resolutions to eat better and get into shape, today I will interview a full-time RVer who works as a health coach. He'll offer tips on what people can do to enjoy a healthier lifestyle while RVing. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 1 year of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50 plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to give in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started. So for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Alan Lundy has been RVing with his wife Margie for nearly 12 years. They raised three children while RVing and were one of the pioneers proving people could live and work from their RVs while road schooling their kids and supporting a full-time travel lifestyle. They operated several businesses during that 12-year period, including operating an online scrapbooking company and working as eBay resellers. However, Alan said the most lucrative and fulfilling business the Lundys developed was when they became health coaches. The couple teaches people how to use proper diet and nutrition to lose weight and get healthy. Part of that involves showing people how to make minor changes to their diet, like better portion control, and to embrace more nutritious food rather than relying on the convenience of fast food and processed foods. Even with smaller RV kitchens, people can make delicious meals and snacks. The Lundys share healthy recipes with their Facebook community all the time. The key to weight loss is not having three big healthy meals, but to be regularly eating something every 2.5 to 3 hours. Alan explains the benefits of adopting this kind of meal plan. He noted a diet mindset actually works against people trying to achieve a weight goal by simply controlling what they eat because they often slip back into old habits and pack on more pounds once the diet ends. Eating is just one aspect of a healthy lifestyle. The other involves exercise. Alan talks about his all-time favorite exercise, which is walking, as well as simple stretching exercises people can do to keep their muscles toned and flexible. He describes how to use a TRX device to help him exercise wherever he may be. To tell us more about his recommendations for maintaining a healthy lifestyle on the road, please welcome health coach Alan Lundy to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Alan. I really appreciate the time. Tell me, how long have you been RVing?
We have been RVing for 11 plus years. We are working on our 12th year. It'll be 12 years in May of 2022.
That's pretty incredible. And what attracted you to that lifestyle?
You know, we just were unhappy with where we were living. Everything that tied us down went away on its own. You know, we had started homeschooling the kids. I had quit my job and was working from home. Many of our family members had moved away. We just happened to have been born and raised in Ohio. And we were like, why are we still here? And, you know, we thought, let's move somewhere a little more exciting. And we started thinking about all the places we could move and couldn't decide on one. So we just chose all of the places. Now, this was 12 years ago. There are so many RVers now. But back then, no one was doing it, so we didn't have a model to follow, and we didn't even know if we could do that. Like, is that a thing we could even do? But we figured it out, and we hit the road. We sold everything we owned, and it was just a leap of faith, really.
That's really neat.
We've loved it. We've absolutely loved it.
How many children do you have?
We have three. And when we launched, they were 10, 10, and 7, and they have grown up traveling with this lifestyle, and now they've all three successfully launched.
Oh, that's cool. Are any of them doing full-time RVing in themselves?
They're not. And, you know, they're in a you know, in a time of wanting to just be in a house, which I totally understand because this lifestyle was very normal to them. And it was living in the house that they had forgotten what that was like. And so that was like attractive to them. But we do have our youngest son is missing it pretty badly and wanting to start traveling again.
Okay, very good. Now, have you been work camping at all along while you're doing all of this traveling?
We have not been work campers. We know many people that do. We have been fortunate to have online income the entire 11, you know, almost 12 years. And so we haven't done that per se.
And what kinds of things have you been doing to bring in some money?
So when we first launched, we had an online digital scrapbooking business. We sold that in 2012 and became eBay power sellers. But then in 2016, we became health coaches, which has been by far the most lucrative, not to mention the most fulfilling, because we get to help people have a huge impact on their health in a very positive way. And it's just a very rewarding job. We love that.
That's neat. And what kinds of things do you do with as a health coach?
We teach people how to use nutrition to lose weight and get healthy.
Okay.
Many people, you know, it sounds like such a simple thing, but most people don't know how to use nutrition properly. And, you know, our just the way our food administration is set up, it's sort of a failure. Everything that is cheap, easy, and convenient is usually junk food. And, you know, to invest in your health is something that many people don't think about, and they suffer because of it.
Right. I had that discussion with an uncle of mine about a year ago. He was saying it really doesn't cost that much more to eat healthy. And I said, I strongly disagree. And I proved it to him by going to a grocery store. And if you wanted to have the healthy fruit cup, it was like $5. If you wanted to have the big donut, it was $1. And then you go into the fast food store places and the water is $2.50 or the great big soda is $1. So it is really hard. Yeah, it's very hard for people to eat healthily.
It requires a little bit more prep as well. And, you know, people don't really, they see the inconvenience of it, but they don't see the benefit. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to invest in your health to reap the rewards from that. Just like investing in a stock market, you want that stock to go up over time. Well, you invest in your health, you want that to pay dividends over time. And it does. I'm 54 years old and I'm healthier than I was in my 30s. I'm out rock climbing and really getting to enjoy this RV lifestyle to the fullest extent because I have good health. And one of the most common themes that we've seen with RVing are people who have saved their entire lives to have this lifestyle, but now they're not healthy enough to enjoy it. And mm-hmm. they live with so much regret. And that's one of the things I love about being a coach is I can help reverse that, a lifetime of unhealthy decisions.
Right. And one of the benefits of having an RV is being able to cook your own meals. And so you don't have to eat out that much, but are people still doing that?
Oh yeah. And you know, that's just the choice of convenience, eating out. I love to eat out, and that's a choice that I have to manage. But, you know, it's fun and adventurous to eat out and exciting. But, you know, cooking at home is no different in an RV than living in a house. You know, we have the same appliances and everything is the same and all of the prep is the same. It's just a choice you have to make those healthy dishes and add that extra prep in there. But it's worth it.
What are some of the things you like to make for yourself?
Oh, my wife makes some wonderful healthy dishes. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because my biggest concept about getting healthy was being a healthy eater in my mind meant being boring, being a boring eater, like eating salads for the rest of my life. And I love to eat. And so I never really wanted to be healthy that way because I enjoyed food too much. When I realized that Margie could make super yummy, delicious, healthy meals that I could enjoy just as much as going out to a restaurant, I was all in. So, you know, one of our go-tos is she makes like a spaghetti squash crust pizza, which is so good. Oh my gosh. And we have like a Big Mac salad a lot, which mimics, you know, the McDonald's Big Mac, but it's a healthy version made with ground turkey. Those are some of our go-to moves, but she's got a a wealth of healthy recipes. You know, part of our support group that we have with, you know, with our healthy community is we share recipes a lot. So we've got tons and tons of healthy recipes. So there's never like a lack of like what to make or what to do or what to have.
And where do you find healthy food when you're out traveling?
We just keep it stocked in the RV as we're traveling. We don't have to go out and eat much. And we'll grocery shop about once a week, you know, same as a lot of people. And we just keep healthy food stocked in the house.
Okay, very good. And like healthy snacks, what are some healthy snacks that RVers like to do or like to make?
So some of my go-to is I will make an egg white omelet with Laughing Cow cheese with a little bit of salsa on top. Super yummy. And these are snacks, yeah, not meals. But I'll eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. That speeds my metabolism up. But I'll like whole grain oats. I eat a lot of tuna. Tuna is really good, and I'll flavor it with some different types of flavorings. So just things like that. But then also through our company, Optavia, that I work for, we have tons of healthy snacks that we can buy from them as well that are pre-done for us. They're all like ready-to-go type meals. And we keep those on hand as well for when we're out running around.
Okay. You said that you eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. That kind of goes against what most people do, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What's the benefit of eating so frequently?
Well, the difference between eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner and every 2.5 to 3 hours is when you eat the large meals 2 to 3 times a day, usually most people are eating way too many carbs, too much sugar, not enough protein. And that's typical for most people. But what happens is you get this huge insulin spike followed by, you know, the afternoon crash, you know, where we're all tired and sleepy and just trying to get through our day. And, you know, that's just because our bodies are becoming these insulin producing factories when we eat like that. When you eat small, low glycemic meals every 2.5 to 3 hours, you're energized by your food. So you have this, you're in a constant state of good, sustainable energy. You're never tired and sluggish throughout the day, but eating every 2.5 to 3 hours speeds your metabolism up. So your body is burning more fat instead of producing the insulin in the big crash afterwards. So it's a big habit of health. It's one of the first habits of health that I teach our clients, which, by the way, you know, the main thing I focus on with our clients is getting them out of that diet mindset and focusing on the habits, because habits are what sustain you for long term. When I lost 65 pounds on this program in 5 months, and that was 6 years ago, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since. So that's the part I want people to get excited about. You're not going to do anything for 6 years unless it's easy, convenient, and enjoyable.
Right.
And so, and just have those habits solidified, because once something becomes a habit, you don't have to think about it. It just becomes automatic. So when you do that, and so, you know, the eating every 2.5 to 3 hours is the first habit of health that I teach our clients.
It sounds like a change of mindset from living to eat to eating to live.
It is. That's exactly what it is. That was very well said.
Okay. And so when you're cooking,
your body is basically like a machine and it needs fuel to run. And when you think of it like that, and so every 2.5 hours, you're adding more fuel to the machine. And so you put good fuel in the machine, it's going to run a lot better.
I'd agree with that. How does sleep factor into good, healthy living?
Oh, sleep is a huge, huge factor of health. And getting good sleep is absolutely vital to a healthy body and a healthy lifestyle. And so when you are, like, I used to struggle with sleep. I would wake up every night, usually had heartburn like 4 or 5 nights a week that would just keep me up. And I sleep like a baby now. And that's a product of fueling your body the right way. Nutrition has amazing power to our bodies to run efficiently. And when you are fueling your body properly, then sleep is a natural byproduct of that. And then sleep promotes all kinds of health benefits.
I'd agree. Do you have to create a separate environment in your bedroom specifically for sleep? I've heard a lot of people talking about that recently, that, you know, you use your bedroom just to sleep. So when you go in there, your body knows it's time to sleep. But if you're going in there and you're watching TV for hours on end, it's not really conducive to developing that sleep pattern. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And it's absolutely true. You know, I try to stay off my phone as well at night. You know, the white light from our electronic devices triggers, you know, different parts of our brain that prohibits, you know, prevents us from sleeping. So to have a sleep atmosphere is very important. And, you know, so we, you know, we make our bed every day. And so the bedroom's nice. And so we come in to lay down. It is this nice, peaceful environment that, and everything about it is conducive to sleep. And those things do matter. But keeping the electronic devices away, watching TV, you know, to fall asleep, that is a horrible, healthy habit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the mattress? When you started full-time RVing, did you junk the mattress that came with the RV?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they try to make the RVs affordable, so they sell more of them. And sometimes that means the best quality things do not go inside. And yes, our mattress was a piece of junk. And we got rid of that and bought a very nice, you know, memory foam mattress that we love.
Is there a difference between the types of mattresses, between the memory foam and the springs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is a personal preference, too. I believe that when you are mattress shopping, you got to go try them out. You got to go lay on them. And we did. We laid on a bunch of them. But, you know, our friends have the purple mattress. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like this big gel kind of thing, and they absolutely swear by it. It's quite spendy, quite expensive. I'm a fan of the memory foam mattresses, the firmer kind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the spring mattresses, you know, some people love them. They're okay, but they're not for me.
Okay. Very good. So you prefer the memory foam? Makes it a little easier?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about campground noise? You know, that can be really difficult to sleep in sometimes when you've got people next door who are partying late into the night.
It can. And, you know, the weekenders come in and it does happen. And there are campgrounds that are more known for that. Most of the campgrounds we stay, that's not an issue. It does happen. It does happen. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate when it does. Most of the time, our issue comes when we're traveling. You know, if we have several travel days, we don't stay at campgrounds. We will just stop at a rest area or, you know, overnight at Walmart or something like that, something, or boondock somewhere convenient. Boondocking is wonderful because it's very quiet there. But if we're staying at a Walmart or a rest area, the truck noise, the traffic noise, that can be disruptive to sleep for sure. And it happens, and it's, you know, I don't like it, but it's at least limited.
Do you use any sound machines to help mask any outside sound?
I don't. I don't like them, but a lot of people swear by them, and a lot of our friends have them and love them. I've never used one, so I can't say, you know, if they're good or bad. Mm-hmm.
Sure. How do you find, do you guys buy food from local farmers markets and things like that when you're traveling?
We do. Not a lot. Many of our friends do. I like to support the local guy. We don't always know where they are, but when we see them and they're convenient, then absolutely.
Okay. So that was the other question I was going to ask is, do you know of any way to find those local farmers groups?
Honestly, I don't look for them a lot. So it's word of mouth, but you know, our friends that love that kind of thing, I'm not sure how they find them, but they do.
Okay.
They always tell us about them. So we always go when they tell us, but I let them do the work.
Very good. Now, you mentioned before that you were doing mountain climbing at 54. What kind of exercises do you do, or do you follow a specific exercise routine while you're in your RV?
I do. And so obviously, you know, if I had access to a gym all the time, I would love that, but I don't. And so what I do is I made my own pull-up bar that is just a square tube steel that goes into the hitch on the bumper. And it just is a pull-up bar. I do a lot of pull-ups. It's a great climbing exercise, but it's also a great all-around exercise too. It just hits so many different muscles. But pull-ups, and then I use a TRX, which is a suspension strap workout system. It all folds up and goes into a little bag. And then I have an app on my phone that shows me all the different workouts. I was very skeptical of the TRX at first when it was first introduced to me. And then my friend was like, here, try it for 10 minutes. And I couldn't do it. Couldn't get through 10 minutes. And I became a believer right then. But it's an amazing workout option. You can do so many different exercises with it. And it weighs less than a pound and fits in a little bag. So it takes up no space in the RV. So those are the things you got to think about trying to work out in an RV. You don't want to lug, you know, a few hundred pounds worth of dumbbells and barbells and all that kind of stuff. It's just not really an option. So you got to, you know, got to work with what you have. So the pull-up bar and the TRX suspension system have been amazing.
Very good. With the exercise groups and these kind of gyms that are nationwide, is it beneficial to RVers to have a membership in one of those where they do have locations throughout the country?
It can be. It can be, but you're not always going to be by one. And I've found, and again, this is a personal preference thing. I've found the more convenient I can make working out and the more of a habit I can make it, the more likely I am to do it. If I have to drive 20 or 30 minutes to a gym, I'm probably going to talk myself out of doing it. But if it's walking right around to the back of the camper to, you know, the bumper hitch and my pull-up bar, I don't really have an excuse not to go. And so what I focus on the same way with like eating, you know, and creating these healthy habits, I tie working out into existing habits. So it's part of like my eating schedule. You know, I get up and I have breakfast and I get my work done in the morning. My next, the next time I eat is I'll have, you know, a protein shake and then go work out right then. So it's tied into an existing habit. So I'm more likely to get it done every day. So I try to work out 6 days a week and tie it to that existing habit that's already there. And I found that works brilliantly for me.
You'd mentioned protein shakes. Do you have a blender?
We do.
What kind do you like?
Oh, yes.
What kind is most effective?
I'll use, right now I'm using just a mixture of pea protein, and then sometimes I'll throw some fruit and vegetables in there. I mix it up. I'll use all kinds of things, but I like the pea protein to get, you know, a good strong dose of protein while I'm working out that supports the muscle growth and helps the muscles to heal after the workout.
Okay. Some people might be a little adverse to doing all these kind of workout routines and the push-ups and the sit-ups and things like that. How would that compare to just walking? Is walking still beneficial, or would you need to incorporate that in to your routine as well?
Walking is wonderful. It's a wonderful exercise. And, you know, I like to work out personally because I'm just trying to build muscle. But I don't think you need to kill yourself in a gym. I do think healthy motion is very important. And that can just be walking, hiking, getting outside, walking wherever. You know, some of the simple things I do just to keep healthy motion into my life is a simple trip to the grocery store. I'll park as far away as I can. You know, I'll take the spot way in the back. It also helps because I have a big truck and it's easier to park. But it's extra steps that I have to walk then. It's just a trip to the store, but I'm adding extra steps in. Or, you know, I'll take the stairs versus the escalator or the elevator. You know, just little things like that. When you start being intentional about that, just in your day-to-day life, you can start adding a lot of steps and healthy motion. And all of that stuff is beneficial. Just to keep moving. And even when I'm working, we'll get up and do like every 20, 30 minutes, we'll get up and Margie will take a little dance break and I'll just knock out some sit-ups or planks or something like that. Just to get the blood flowing, because sitting all day in a chair is horrible for your health. So just a little 5-minute dance break, you know, while you're working is a great thing.
How do you find your clients that you're working with?
So most of them come to me. I share my results of my own health journey, and I'll share the results of our clients and coaches that are on our team. And people are just attracted to that. You know, everyone really wants to be healthier. So there's no shortage in demand of people wanting to better themselves. And so just being consistent by sharing my experiences keeps people coming in. You know, people watch. And it's all on social media. I just live out loud. I don't go after anyone. I'm not trying to get anyone or sell anything to anyone. It's not like that. I am sharing my journey. For those that are interested, And then when they're like, what are you doing? Then I'm happy to explain. I'll jump on a call with them and explain what we do. And so I'm very serious about being intentional and consistent, but I'm never married to the results because it's not about me. It's about them. And that's how I try to run my business. That's how I try to run my life is it's about them.
Okay. So when you're working with these clients, it's done over the internet typically. Is that how you're doing it? Or telephone? You're not meeting in
just
person?
A phone call. Yeah. A phone call or a Zoom.
Okay. Yeah,
and I can do my job anywhere in the world. Another thing I love about it, not just helping people get healthy, which is incredibly rewarding in and of itself, but also being able to do it anywhere and have flexible hours. I don't ever have to stop my RV lifestyle because of work. I just do my work as I'm doing all of the fun things with the RV lifestyle. I've done client calls while we were out rock climbing or hiking. I've done them from Disney World. I've done them from the grocery store because it's easy to take a quick 5 or 10 minute phone call and talk to a client.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. And so when people are working with you and you're doing this stuff, like you're communicating with them, having a phone call, and you're giving them ideas on things that they could be doing, eating better in this particular area, or trying these kinds of things, or incorporate this kind of exercise into their routine. Is that what you're doing to them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Super. So do you charge?
Absolutely.
Do you charge people?
I do not. No, our money as a health coach is earned on commission from when they place an order for their food. I'm paid on that. So my clients never pay me a dime. My services are free to them. And I'm incredibly passionate about what I do. So I make that clear to them that they are never being a burden. Like, call me anytime you want to call me because I really do enjoy talking to them and helping them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a series of course correction as we go. You know, like, here's how the program works. And when they're not getting the results, you know, jump in and troubleshoot. Let's find out where the miss is. You know, maybe they're missing a part of the program or they're doing something wrong. They're not measuring something or whatever. And I'll just jump in and help them.
Okay. If people wanted to get in touch with you to start a sort of relationship and have you help them develop a better, healthy lifestyle, where could they find you?
The easiest place is to connect with me on social media.
Which
one? I'm always available, and it's the simplest form.
Is there a particular type of social media that you gravitate toward?
I Facebook mainly.
Facebook?
But okay. Instagram is okay as well.
Okay, super. Super. So where are you guys going to be wintering this year?
In Florida with all of the other RVers. We try to mix it up. We have one of our oldest son lives in Georgia, and our daughter lives out west in Las Vegas. So we try to do one winter on the East Coast, one winter on the West Coast, and that's working so far. But this year is Florida, and which is great because we have so many friends that congregate down here. Florida is a hot spot for RVers in the winter.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other places on your bucket list that you'd like to go to?
Oh, anywhere that has climbing.
Climbing, okay.
Yeah, and so in our almost 12 years of traveling, you know, it's always what we're into at the time, and our hobbies change, and that's okay, you know, because I'm all about living life to the fullest extent that I can. When I'm too old to do these things, I don't want to look back with any kind of regret and think, if only I would have done that. Whatever that is, I want to do that. And right now on our radar is rock climbing. And so I'm just putting together a list of some of the most epic climbs that, you know, I've been wanting to do. And in this next year, we'll go knock some of those out.
Okay. Does your wife do this with you?
She does.
Okay.
She does. She's awesome.
Very good. Very good. So is there any advice that you would have for people who are interested or considering becoming work campers or embracing the full-time RV lifestyle?
Absolutely. Do it. Just jump in. Like if you're thinking about it, like if it's a thought in your mind, that's probably your gut instinct telling you you should do it. It's been an incredible journey for us. I don't regret a minute of it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. You know, we work our entire lives most of us, you know, and me included. For I was 20 years in a purchasing manager career. And, you know, when you looked at my life, you would say, you know, Alan has done well. Alan's successful. He has a good career. He has a good job with benefits and all of the things that we strive for. But I wasn't happy because I was in my office looking out the window, wishing I could be outside. And to go out and actually do the things that I want to do, like do the things that just really get my blood pumping and my heart racing. Not everybody's a rock climber, and that's okay. You don't have to do the crazy things, but there's so much to see and do and experience in this country, and everyone wants to do it. I mean, everybody has these dreams and desires, so do it. We live in an age where technology allows you to work online, and I mean, my goodness, you know, don't wait until you're too old and you can't do it anymore. Don't wait, because that's where that regret will come. We will all reach that point where all we're going to do is sit on our front porch swing and reminisce, you know, about our life. I just don't want there to be any regret there. And so anyone thinking about it, my advice would be do it. Absolutely do it now.
That's great. That's very good advice. I really appreciate the time, Alan, and I wish you the best of luck helping other people live healthier lifestyles.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And if I can ever help you out again or be of service, let me know.
I'd like to thank health coach Alan Lundy for showing us how to maintain a healthier lifestyle on the road. After traveling full-time for nearly 12 years, he offers proven and practical advice. It is way too easy to eat garbage every day. I'm guilty of it as well. In fact, I have friends visiting from Wisconsin for the past 6 weeks, and I've gained about 15 pounds simply because I was knocked off my daily routine. Even though I gained some extra weight, I'm not nearly as heavy as I was after 3 years of full-time RVing. During that time, my weight ballooned to nearly 275 pounds. Thanks to Alan and his program, which helped me develop a healthier lifestyle, I was able to lose more than 70 pounds from April to September in 2017. I'm glad I did, because I experienced a stroke a year later, which would have had devastating consequences had I not taken the weight off. Alan also spoke about an often neglected aspect to healthy living, and that's ensuring people get a good night's sleep. That starts with getting rid of a mattress that came with an RV and replacing it with something much more comfortable, like a memory foam mattress. He also offered some tips on ways to improve the bedroom environment for optimum sleep. I think people would be shocked at how simple it really is to adopt a healthier lifestyle and how much better they feel after shedding some tonnage and eating foods that give them energy rather than sapping their strength. If you would like to have some extra help in developing a healthier lifestyle, I encourage you to contact Alan on Facebook or Instagram. His Facebook profile is Alan Lundy, all one word, and you'll find him at AlanLundy17 on Instagram. You can also connect through his website at www.unlocating.com. Although Lundy's coaching takes place online, and best of all, it is generally free. They do earn a commission whenever clients place food orders through the Optavia program. Do yourself and those who love you a big favor by taking some small steps toward a healthier lifestyle in 2022. Today's episode is sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its Diamond and Platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your WorkCamping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things WorkCamping. Being the original resource for WorkCamping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect to a community of WorkCampers, and view resources compiled by experts who have been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of WorkCamper News behind you. That's all I have planned for this week's episode. Next time, I'll be speaking with an employer about an opportunity to spend the summer work camping in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota, just steps away from one of the largest memorials in America. If you're still looking for a job this summer, you may find this interview very interesting. I'll have the details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thank you for listening.